Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to Hour 2 of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master, and guess what? I got Christine from Eco Dive in Grenada on Scuba Radio to help me kick off this hour. Christine, how are you?
I am good, Greg. Hello, everybody. Hello from Grenada.
Absolutely. You know, it's the Spice Island. Christine can be kind of spicy, and I mean that in the ultimate compliment kind of way.
In a good way.
Yes. And you're going to bring some of that spice to the Beneath the Sea show here at the end of the month, and I can't wait.
We
got a big trip to Grenada to give away as part of Beneath the Sea, so if you come up to the show, you might have a shot to win a trip for two divers and accommodations and diving with Eco Dive, and the resort is which one?
Seabreeze Grenada.
There you
go.
So a really nice prize package that's going to be up for grabs at Beneath the Sea. And we got to thank, Eco Dive Christine and the gang from Grenada for hooking us up for that. That'll be quite a thing for somebody to pick up at the big show.
Oh, absolutely.
You're excited about Beneath the Sea this year, aren't you?
Oh, always. I didn't make it last year, so I'm super extra excited this year, I got to be honest. It's a good market for us. We have the flights right out of JFK, so as much as we get easy and direct, that's kind of as easy as it gets, a 5 hours straight down to paradise. So
that's
we're excited to be cold for a couple days.
you never know. We might get lucky.
Enjoy the other side.
We might. You know what? This time of year up in New York City and that whole neck of the woods, you never know what the weather's going to be. It's 50-50. It could be cold. It could be beautiful. That's part of the adventure. You know, it's kind of like going on an ocean dive. And you don't.
And you know what? We both get to travel a lot, but I just get to come back home to Grenada. So
that's right.
I'm not going to complain either way.
It's only temporary pain for folks like Christine.
After the week. And I actually really love hearing from our crazy divers up there that love that cold water stuff.
They are very passionate. They are hardcore divers, aren't they? They got to go through a lot of, through a lot of hoops, and up there, all they got is these rivers where, if they're lucky, they might find a firearm or a dead body floating by. I don't know. I'm just saying. It's not exactly like the diving in Grenada, though, right?
No, we're finding eagle rays. We're not finding that.
Yes, good.
A different kind of find.
Yeah, but they enjoy diving like that. They need an escape. And the fact that you guys now have direct flights right from JFK, like you said, makes it very easy for the folks in the Northeast. But don't let that limit all the folks down in our neck of the woods of Florida. I mean, you can get there directly from, Miami.
And we have the Charlotte flight now, too. So
okay.
You've got options.
It's very accessible, Grenada. And it's still, you get the best of pretty much all worlds when you go there, because you do have a lot of topside stuff to entertain people that want to be more landlocked, so to speak, but you got great diving right there as well. So there's a lot of, different attractions there in Grenada. And last time we were there, we had such a ball at Dive Fest.
I was just looking at our pictures from the river tubing.
That was too much fun. Yeah, they really hooked us up well with all
really
the fun
over
activity.
The top. That was
that
oh
was
yeah
great. And then the waterfalls and the ATV rides. I mean, they got so many distractions to entertain you during the surface interval. But once again, you don't want to distract from the underwater stuff. Well, the reason you go there as a diver in the first place, the diving is spectacular right now.
For the good stuff.
Yeah. In Grenada, what are you seeing? What kind of stuff happens at this time of year?
This time of year, like January to March is mm-hmm. when the whales migrate by. So if you're Ooh. Super lucky, we were hearing them last week, which is crazy exciting all the time. You don't see them close to shore very often, but hearing a humpback sing underwater is a special kind of special.
Wow.
So that's been a highlight in the last 2 weeks for sure. But it's eagle ray time of year. It's eagle ray time. So Bianca C's got lots of eagle rays on her this time of year. And Nina, mm-hmm. our 2-year-old, Nina's actually going to turn 2 just before Beneath the Sea. Her second birthday's on the 25th of March.
There you go.
So
now the eagle rays, they're year-round down there in Grenada, though, aren't they?
They are year-round. Oh, for sure they're year-round. But you see more of them like January to April kind of time.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
But no, they're definitely, we're getting them kind of every day, every other day, which is super exciting.
Right.
For what's going on right now.
Have you been diving a lot yourself lately there, Christine, at Eco Dive or what?
Mostly free diving. I had 3 courses last week. So we've had lots of personal bests coming up in the last 2 weeks.
Like
but
what?
Oh, yeah.
What?
I mean, personal depth have been awesome.
For time how deep they were free diving?
For both.
Really?
I had a first day. Yeah. I had a first day free diver clear a 330 static on his very first day.
Wait. So 330 feet?
No, 3 minutes and 30 seconds.
Oh, I was kind of like, what the hell? What? Oh, okay. Well,
yeah, we do really special kinds of intro freediving here.
Well, no, but hey, 330, that's impressive. And what they did, awesome. Like 40,
I had a lady.
50 feet or so at that? Or you mean static in the pool?
I mean, we were in, that was static in the pool, but our dives were in like the 50 foot range.
Right.
But I mean, for just getting started, that's wicked. That's just awesome. We had a lady in her 70s knocking off things on our bucket list and she got in there and showed the guys how to do it. I mean, it's been exciting. The free diving's been really good.
Well, that's
great. But no, I mean, the scuba diving today, they came back bragging about a frogfish. They had a nice frogfish and they had their cameras ready today. So, I mean, it's critters. It's kind of whatever you want it to be right now. This is a good time of year for sure. But we're here year round.
Well, there you go.
It's our winter temp. So, I mean, we're cold. We're cold, but it's like 78.
Okay.
It's not cold.
Yeah, it's cool.
But we're cold.
Yeah. All the folks up north right now are going,
it's
refreshing. What? 78?
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, geez.
We're wimps. You can call us wimps. We take it.
Well, I'm with you.
It's refreshing.
Yeah. Yeah. For a Florida warm water wuss like myself, and I think Christine's in that category. What do you think? When it's 78, that's it. I can do usually about a 45 minute 3 mil dive and temps like that. Is that kind of where you are or what?
Yeah, for sure. No, I'm wimpier than you. I mean, I'm in a 5-miller. I have some kind of dinosaur hood on my head or something. But you know what? A lot of our visitors, all of our visitors today actually were in 3-mil short suits and they were great. So, you know, just because we're wimps doesn't mean,
that's right.
you know, there's people need to be too.
Well, and once again, that's a 3-mil one dive. You know, dive 2, forget about it. I got to go to the 5.
Yeah.
But
yeah,
I can do one dive, 45 minutes, 78.
I mean, it's gorgeous. The visit today was about 80 feet.
Nice.
85 feet, so this is just good stuff.
Yeah, but you say the whales, you can hear them, but you don't normally, or you wouldn't see them while you're diving. The humpbacks?
You know, you bring lady luck with you. I mean, somebody will see them close to shore every year for sure.
Yeah.
A diver will catch them underwater maybe every other year or so.
Really?
Get that lucky.
Okay, so it has happened.
Second year is pretty new. Yeah, I mean, you got to bring... It has happened. If for real, it has happened.
Yeah.
But you got to bring your lady luck with you. I just like hearing them, honestly, because you use your imagination and you know, you picture the Disney movie or you don't, but you can just, you know, the sound travels so well. It's just really cool.
Yeah,
it reminds you that Mother Nature is just awesome and the ocean is just awesome.
And they sound like, hello,
I know. Just like that.
Yep. See, I know. I've seen the movie.
Who speaks whale?
What are your favorite critters to see underwater in Grenada, Christine? What do you think?
Oh, I mean, being a coral biologist by training, I'm a bit of a coral nerd. So, I'm good with the little stuff. You could leave me on a sand patch for 2 hours, and I would find all sorts of wonderful things to keep me occupied.
Yeah.
But if I'm really on a mission, I would say maybe a red-nosed batfish or a thumb splitter mantis shrimp, maybe.
Oh,
I mean, you know, depends on the day.
Yeah, but both very colorful critters.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
We had some guests right here off the beach today excited about some flying gurnards in the seagrass beds. They're all over the seagrass beds, but they're because the big wings, they surprise people. So,
sure.
You know,
but you're probably
appreciating.
You're jaded on the gurnards, though, because you see them on almost every dive down there in Grenada, I bet, don't you?
I mean, I guess, but yeah. You got to still love them.
Oh, of course.
Especially with a camera to get that blue. Yeah.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Well, you know,
just
and that's one
spoiled.
Of the added bonuses when you go with EcoDive and Christine there in Grenada. I mean, she is. You're a marine biologist, so you can really educate the divers on a level that you wouldn't typically get at maybe, you know, another place. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, no, I love it. We were doing some coral ID courses last week. And some naturalist courses. So we went through all the different sponge species and how they compete. And it was a lot of fun, actually.
Yeah.
I'm happy to ocean nerd out anytime.
Yeah. Hey, and she's a great mermaid as well. We got pictures to prove it, but we'll save those for another day. Christine, thank you.
Yeah.
Okay, the website is what, Christine?
EcoDiveGrenada.com.
All right, check them out. And, of course, look for Christine and the gang from Grenada right there at the Beneath the Sea show at the end of March. We got more coming up. Stay close.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save a St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Be an explorer in the other two-thirds of your world. Be the buddy who takes the kids in the aquarium instead of just to it. Be adventurous. Be amazed. Be a diver.
Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Are you ready to get your groove on?
Yes.
All right, then, let's get started.
This thing I love can't hold a candle to it. This thing I love. I must get down to it. I'm so ready, 'cause diving is the thing I love.
You sound really pretty.
There goes that lady.
And now you're out of control.
She likes scuba radio, but I think I'm going crazy.
What the hell is that?
'Cause the only time I see her is when I get my dive gear wet. Was that a mermaid?
So far, this is not blowing my skirt up, gentlemen.
We gotta stay cool. Relax for a dip.
Shut up.
With tanks on our backs to beat the heat. 'Cause we're like, come on. Greg the Dive Master on the mic. We're so ready.
Ready, Greggy.
'Cause diving is a thing we love.
Oh, that is so gnarly.
This thing.
I love.
It ties.
With sex, baby.
If you're doing it right. Whale sings. Ooh. Shark dives.
Ooh.
You might see cool looking jellyfish. I kinda like it. 'Cause diving.
Diving is the thing I love.
I suspect.
Diving is the thing I love.
That you have some.
Diving is the thing I love.
Issues.
Diving is the thing I love. Yeah.
Work out.
Diving is the thing I love.
I like that song.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Hey, look, I got Gabriel on from Shearwater Research, the makers of the Tarek Dive Computer, with me right now. Gabriel, how are you, buddy?
I'm doing fine. I'm liking that song. Diving is the thing we love, is it?
It is. That was actually me singing, believe it
or
not.
No way.
Yeah, I was holding on to my nether regions to hit some of those notes, but that in auto-tune does wonders, so we'll just leave it at that, right? Okay, so, you know, we got to talk about the Tarek. You know, my last dive trip in the Maldives, I gave that thing a major workout, had fun. Everybody was asking me about my dive computer, and it's kind of cool to be that guy, you know, on the boat with the toys, the latest in gadgets and things like that, because you do get a lot of those type of questions like, hey, I've heard about these. I've read about these Shearwater Tareks, you know, in the dive magazines or reviews online and that kind of thing. I haven't seen one in the flesh and you have one. Can I use it? And I say, no, but don't you wish you were me? And this is all you have to do is contact Shearwater or go to your local dive center and pick up one of these things. Well worth it. It's like the iPhone of dive computers. You guys have a huge success story on your hands right now. And one of the cool things that Gabriel and the folks at Shearwater Research have done for us at Scuba Radio is at the end of the month here at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show in Secaucus, New Jersey, you are giving us a Tarek possibly to give away, right?
That is correct. We are thinking of giving a special Tarek for a giveaway.
A very
what
special.
Color is your Tarek, the one that you're taking on the liveaboards?
Well, you know, I have the black face Tarek, or the standard black, but I have a couple different color bands because you guys came out with those last year or two, and now you can get like what? There's like eight different colors of bands. I think I got three colors. I think I got a green, a blue, and a black. So I've mixed it up a little bit, but
we got 19 different variants.
Oh, 19 different variations. There you go. So
yep. You
can really you know, mix and match, you know, whether you want to color coordinate with your wetsuit or that kind of thing, or you just want to, you know, make it a little blingy, a little different than your standard, you know, wrist mount dive computer. They got you covered in more ways than one. And this limited edition one is truly unique. The face on it is different too. It's kind of like a, I don't know, like an orange burst or gold rust type of color, very unique color. And you've only made like what, 2,000 of these to sell around the world, and you're not far from selling them out, I believe. Is that right?
Yes, we only made 2,000, and if I'm not mistaken, we only have a few hundred left. They've gone quite faster than what we expected. They've been very well received, and yeah, before we totally run out of them, I was thinking of maybe our friends at Scuba Radio would be interested in having one.
Well, you know what? I'd love to take it for myself, but that would be unfair. I think it is cool that they're going to give us a Tarek to give away at Beneath the Sea, and if it's okay with you, we'll take one of those up there and give it away at the show to some lucky diver up there in the Northeast. How's that sound?
Sounds great.
They're going to be happy. They are going to be happy, happy, happy. And you know, the thing is, you know, you hear a lot of people talk about, you know, there's that old standard saying, like, divers, you know, their favorite color is black, and that's it. And you know, and especially when it comes to the guys. The ladies are a little bit more, you know, they're a little bit more open to being a little different in that regard. But, you know, I think the guys are starting to be more open to it. I know me, personally, I like unique stuff. I don't necessarily want to, you know, run around in a, you know, pink wetsuit or skin or something like that. But, you know, having a little different kind of color scheme going with some of your gear, a little different accents. I mean, I think that just shows personality. Are you with me on this, Gabriel, or what?
Totally with you. And you know what? You don't have to pick a girly color. I made it a point to include some colors in there that were manly, like the deep navy, the kelp green, or the dark earth brown.
Nice.
Those are manly colors.
Very, very much so. Not that there's anything wrong with guys wearing pink. I'm not saying there is. You can do whatever color you want to go with. It's more about just showing your personality. And I think that you know, more divers are open to that these days. And when you come up with this limited edition one, that color is really unique. And I'm telling you, it would turn heads on the dive boat. At first they go, like, what's that? And then they realize, oh my God, that's one of those Shearwater Tarek limited editions. You are a special diver. You are like the James Bond of diving, you lucky SOB.
Well, it comes in with those bright red bands. And in addition to that, there's a certificate of authenticity signed by Bruce, our founder, Bruce Partridge. The certificate itself is a metal card in gold color. And they're saying that it's number so-and-so out of 2,000. And thank you for being our customers, signed by Bruce.
That is very cool. I mean, who doesn't want something like that? Come on, let's be real. I do. And I'm tempted to say, you know what? I'll give someone mine and I'll take that. But no, I'm going to stick to what I said initially. Gabriel and the folks at Shearwater Research are too nice. And we got to share the love. And that's what we will do at the Beneath the Sea Dive Show. If not, maybe we'll do that at the Scuba Show in Dima too. Who knows? It kind of depends on how giving they feel at that time of year. And once again, you got all these different color bands. And you said there's how many? 18 different color combinations?
We have 16 colors plus the limited edition for a total of 17.
It's a crazy amount of combinations. And the bottom line is, it'll make you look awesome, but don't forget that the Shearwater Tarek and all their dive computers at Shearwater Research are phenomenal. They're on the cutting edge. They work great. They're like the iPhones of dive computers, easy to use, and they work. They'll grow with you as your experience in diving grows, just like they've been doing for me. And you guys got a great product. Gabriel, keep up the great work. Keep pushing that fashion envelope. And we will talk to you again real soon, my friend.
Thank you, Greg. Thank you for your time.
Shearwater.com is the website, and we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. As you can hear, Beneath the Sea is shaping up to be quite an event. We got a lot of stuff to give away. Shearwater, Explore Ventures is even working with us to give some stuff away. So it's going to be a big event, which brings me to my next guest, which would be Dan from Tropical Seas, the makers of Reef Safe, Landshark, and God knows how many other lines of cool, biodegradable skincare products that are good for you and for the marine environment. Dan, how are you, buddy?
Doing well, Greg. How about you?
I'm great. Now, first off, thanks for giving us some more stuff to give away to everybody up there in the Northeast. Beneath the Sea is happening in a couple weeks, and we got some rash guards and some sunscreen product, all kinds of cool stuff to give away. Who knows? We might have to get our hands on some of your hand sanitizer with all this coronavirus talk, you think?
It's been going out the door. We got a warehouse full, and we're making more today.
I was thinking about this, you know, when this started popping in the news. You know what? I know Dan and those guys. They probably have a biodegradable hand sanitizer as part of their line. And sure enough, I called them up, and you said, oh, yeah, we've had that for, what, how many years now, you figure?
Oh, at least a decade.
You rub it on your hands. It's not sticky. It kills all the germs, and it biodegrades, doesn't harm you or the reef, and it's all natural kind of stuff, right?
Yeah, you just can't apply it underwater.
that probably wouldn't help you anyway.
No.
But yeah, you know, you have an entire line of cool products that obviously are good for the environment and good for you. That's what your business was built on. You can go to tropicalseas.com. You have the Landshark line, which is oxybenzone-free, Tropical Seas, the makers of ReefSafe, Landshark, hand sanitizer. What is it, Gnarly Head?
Gnarly Head.
Gnarly Head.
Other end of the body.
Yeah, they got so much stuff. You got to check out their website.
All of our ingredients are FDA approved and tested, and we have an FDA licensed facility we run. So it's pure quality product, and we do 100%.
Dan and the crew at Tropical Seeps has spent over $500,000 over the years testing their products to prove that they do what they say. How many companies can say that? Probably not very many. So that says a lot right there. Dan, always a pleasure, my friend. Thanks for the update. Look forward to catching up with you again soon, my friend.
Have a great time up at Beneath the Sea.
No doubt about it. And we got more coming up on the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
It was interesting, scuba diving. I remember the first fish I saw. I could have sworn he took a double take at me, like, what the f***?
Bigger than you ever did, going everywhere you never been, been. All we do is dive in it. 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 Yeah, all we do is dive in it.
I think we get the idea. Okay, there you go. This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. And Eric Douglas, author extraordinaire and diver friend of ours, is on Scuba Radio now. Eric, how you doing, buddy?
I'm doing great. I was doing the head bob, digging with that one. That
well, you cool. know, that and the, what's the, you know, Fresh Prince of Bel Air move. You were doing that, Carson? No.
The Carlson?
Carlson? Whatever. No. Okay.
Yeah. I'm much too old to do that without breaking something.
Well, once again, one of the benefits of this being scuba radio, you don't want to see those videos. Anyway, look, Eric, I would imagine, you know, just like talking with Dan from Reef Safe and Tropical Seas, you know, they got their hand sanitizer moving out the doors in droves right now because of this coronavirus. I thought about you when I started hearing all this stuff on the news that, oh, my gosh. And I don't look at you as like a virus that I can't get rid of or anything. I was thinking like, hey, this guy, he takes topical headline things and turns them into these cool stories, whether it's Mike Scott or one of the other series of books. But does it inspire your creativity for writing these diving themed novels that you're known for?
You know, I have to admit, I'm doing a little chin scratching to see how I can work this topic into a book. Although, to be honest with you, I'm almost afraid that everybody else is going to get we're probably about to be inundated with books about viruses and that sort of thing. So,
right.
Yeah, it's really intriguing and I'd like to see where it can go, but I'm also a little reluctant to.
It's almost too easy, right?
It's almost too easy. Exactly.
Yeah, they're setting you up. Yeah. Hey, right. And then every book on the shelf will have some kind of virus theme to it, but yeah let's
and
hope
then in 6 months we'll be onto the next trend.
Exactly. They'll be back to sharks or something else.
Right.
Yeah. But you know, regardless, I mean, these type of things do inspire cool stories where you take it to the next level. And that's kind of what Eric has done with a lot of his stories, but he incorporates that diving theme with his Mike Scott series in particular. So, and right now you're right in the middle of doing one. Is that right?
I am. Well, the middle is optimistic, but I have started a new one. Yeah. A typical Mike Scott novel was probably about 90,000 words.
Yeah.
And I think I just passed the 4,000 word mark. So I've got a long way to go, but no, it's actually coming really, I'm pretty happy with it. It's been going pretty smoothly so far. So, I'm excited to see where it goes.
It's just coming through. And that's, you know, sometimes I've talked to Eric off the air, especially about this and like, what, how do you come up with these stories? And of course he pulls a lot of stuff from the, you know, topical headlines and things like that. But sometimes you do get that writer's block thing going. You're like, okay, where am I going to take them? What am I going to do with them? And sometimes it just happens. And other times it's like pulling teeth, I guess. Is that right? Trying to figure it out.
There's a Hemingway quote that I love that the paraphrasing, I don't remember exactly how it goes, but he says, writing is easy. You just sit at the typewriter and bleed.
okay.
And there are days it definitely feels that way, you know. So when you, when as a writer, when you get on a current that's moving you along, you, mm-hmm. you just sit back and enjoy it and go, hey, this is actually fun. This stuff's cool. Knowing full well that you're going to hit an eddy later and get stuck, but you enjoy it while it's moving.
I got you. It's like being on a sailboat. Sometimes there's wind, you're cruising around, having a great time, and then it's dead calm, and you're like, oh, I want to kill
it. And you're just stuck.
Yeah.
Yep.
Understood. Well, I feel your pain. I'm glad I'm not you, because I know I wouldn't be able to deal with it nearly as well as you do, but I know it can be torture at times, but it's good to hear it's kind of flowing at the moment for
you. Yeah, no, I'm really excited. This will be the 11th book, which is kind of mind-blowing, actually, if you think about it, but this will be the 11th book in the Mike Scott series. I'm kind of stoked to see where it goes.
Well, tell us, can you give us a little teaser? Where have you placed Mike Scott, your diving theme photojournalist superhero this time?
We're starting out in North Carolina. You know, in a number of the books, especially in the middle of the series, Mike was working out of he has a house on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. And so we're starting out there because as we left off at the end of the 10th book, Mike and his girlfriend had gotten engaged. So mm-hmm. It's a couple days in the lead up to the wedding. And they're in North Carolina to celebrate their marriage when, let's just say, I don't want to go into a whole lot of detail, but let's just say things go awry.
What are the odds? Come on.
What are the odds? and Mike ends up, they all end up going to Mexico to do some wreck hunting.
Uh-huh. Well, actually, you know what? I'm going to be in Mexico. You'll hear about that next week on the show. Hopefully, I hope to at least do some snorkeling. So I would assume, knowing how you work these novels, he's going to go on some wreck dives or something. There's going to be that diving element mixed into the storyline.
Absolutely.
Have you already picked out some specific sites in Mexico? Are we talking what, Cozumel or Cancun? Well, where are we talking about in Mexico?
It's actually close to Cozumel, but on around. Just a little bit north of there, it's actually a shipwreck that has not been found. It's the Nuestro Señora de Juncal. Mm-hmm. It's a, was one of the Spanish shipwrecks, running the Spanish main, bringing gold and jewels back from Mexico, back to Spain.
Right.
And it wrecked, obviously 600 years ago. And, but actually just recently Mexico and, Spain have signed an agreement that allows them to search for it. There was a big tension between the two countries. And so they weren't even allowed to search for this wreck. Mm-hmm. But, so that's actually going on in real time. Again, storylines ripped from the headlines. But
I think, you know what? I believe, if I could be mistaken, I think that's one of the wrecks that, the TV show Cooper's Treasure on Discovery Channel last year was trying to locate. That was on his treasure map thing. Mm-hmm. If you're familiar with that show, you may not be. But I assume they're working on a new season of that right now. But I remember hearing about that specific wreck. So you're actually taking the story right out of the headlines about that wreck and the fact that the Spanish are looking for it, and he's going to find it, or something's going to stumble across it, and you're going to work that element into the storyline a little bit.
But exactly.
I'm not giving away too much still.
No, you're not giving away too much.
But that's what Eric does. I love it because it's very realistic how he paints this picture in your mind when you're following Mike Scott's travels, adventures, and all the twists and turns that he takes. He pulls in real, stories, real shipwrecks, real dive sites. Have you actually thought about some specific dive sites?
Let's just say this wreck won't be anywhere near an actual wreck, but it'll certainly be based on dives I've done off of Cancun and Cozumel, mostly Cozumel, with the drift diving and that kind of stuff. So I'll be describing in my mind dives that I've made off of Cozumel, but they'll be placed in somewhere just a little bit north of there.
You got to work in some of them like washing machine currents.
Exactly.
Yeah, you have to, because they got those crazy currents sometimes you hear about in that part of the world where
the upwellings.
They go not just left or right, and they go up and down, And that can freak people out every now and then. But yeah, you've been to Cozumel a few times, so you have plenty of experience to pull from in that regard, I assume, right?
I have. I've actually been down there about four times, probably spent a month and a half on the island. So yeah, I don't consider myself an expert, but certainly have a good grasp on what the diving's like down there.
Well, you're a better man or a better diver than I am when it comes to that. The only time I actually have been in the water in Cozumel is snorkeling.
Really?
I have not done a dive in Cozumel in all the years of doing scuba radio. For whatever reason, it just hasn't panned out. But like I said, I'm going to be in their area next week, but I'm not planning to do a dive. I'm just planning to do a little snorkeling, hopefully.
Well, we're going to have to fix that because Cozumel's really, really cool.
Well, maybe we'll have to set up a release party of Eric Douglas's next Mike Scott series novel.
That sounds like a plan.
Yeah. And I know you want to get in a couple words about Clive Cussler passing away, because he was a big inspiration for you as well.
Absolutely. When I started writing novels 15 years ago now, Clive was truly an inspiration for me. I unfortunately never had the chance to meet the man, but I loved the way he told his stories. I loved the characters he created, and I like to think that I've followed in his footsteps.
Definitely his fin kicks.
I'm probably a poor representation for it because he was truly a master at it, but I like to think that my books are following in his wake.
There's no doubt. Booksbyeric.com. Check them out. You'll love them, especially if you like Clive Cussler type stuff. All right, Eric, always a pleasure, my friend. We will catch up again soon. Get back to writing, okay?
Talk to you soon, my friend.
Would you like to talk diving? Greg the Dive Master's all toweled down and ready to take your call now. Call Scuba Radio at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Come as a guest, leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explore Ventures Liveaboards. It doesn't matter if you're traveling solo, with a buddy or group. Explore Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. For proof, know Explore Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. They're also the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. You've likely heard us talk about Explore Ventures Scuba Radio Scuba Cruise trips many times, and we invite you to join us on the next one. However, whether we're on board with you or not, I'll bet an Explore Ventures liveaboard trip will be one of the best dive experiences you've ever had. It just doesn't get any better. Save the St. Kitts, Turks and Caicos, the Galapagos, Maldives, Indonesia, humpback whales, and the Silver Banks. New destinations and itineraries are being added all the time. Call one of their talented travel consultants to find the Explore Ventures liveaboard experience that's just right for you. 1-800-322-3577. That's 1-800-322-3577. Or visit exploreventures.com. That's exploreventures.com.
Traffic sucks, unless you're scuba diving with Mike Scott.
Mike glanced down at his dive computer. It showed less than 50 PSI left in his tank. Probably just a few more breaths.
Or riding shotgun in a thrilling car chase.
One bullet hit the Jeep's windshield, spiderwebbing the passenger side. Mike shifted into second gear and felt the Jeep leap forward. This just got serious.
Escape your commute with audiobooks from author Eric Douglas. Download to your phone. Go to booksbyeric.com or audible.com.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive.
Your surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Somewhere in the middle of the 7 mile bridge, he said, Bella, do you want to see the rest? She said, I haven't a care, Lenny, just take me there. And they drove all the way to Key West.
I want to go.
US 1, heading down US 1.
Hi, this is Mermaid Tony from the Florida Keys. You are listening to Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. Now, here's the guy who's the reason I won't drink another Jaeger bomb.
You just wake up in a room and have no idea where you are.
Until the next time we meet.
All right, who wants a party?
Greg, the Dive Master.
Who's known as having the silkiest, smoothest voice in the 90s.
Giggity.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. Hey, look, we got Captain Slade on the line. Hey, Captain Slade, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Greg, the Dive Master. It was great just having you down in the Keys, man.
You know, we caught up. We shared a few fish tales with friends, some that we can't even share on the radio, but that's just how it goes when you're hanging out with the captain there at Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center in the Florida Keys. I'll tell you what, when I went down there with you, Captain Slate, it brought back so many great memories. And, you know, I went down there with the idea of setting up a plan to have Scuba Radio come back down here in a few weeks. We'll see how that comes together. We're working on it. But it was just great to be down there and have all those great memories, you know, come back on you. I mean, because, you know, I was a little concerned. I was thinking, you know, it's been too long since I've been down here. I hadn't really even been down much since, well, my first dive after my open heart surgery, which I was kind of in a weird mental state at that point anyway. But I hadn't seen much or heard much personally since all the hurricane stuff. But the Keys are cranking right now, aren't they?
Yeah, we came back. We got real lucky. Some businesses, there's actually a couple places that were literally on the water, restaurants mainly, that are still rebuilding. But they're coming back better than ever were. They either doubled or made the buildings a lot bigger and a lot newer, and everything's coming back in. Yeah, you know, strong. We were lucky. We were the first dive boat out after in the Keys after the storm, so we got affected very little, and that was nice. And you saw that everything's back in action. We're in Islanders all cooking back again. You're back there. It's five times better than it was. I mean, they rebuilt that entire thing in about 400 days. I couldn't believe it happened.
But well, I'll tell you, that property, you said it, the Islander Resort is just spectacular. I mean, it was nice before, but I mean, they really did upgrade it a little bit too. And it's just an amazing beach area. You can hang out, you know, whether you're diving or not, just hanging out there for a few days or a week, you'll be in heaven down there in Isla Mirada.
Yeah, and right there in Isla Mirada, 82-mile marker. And I'm telling you, the landscaping, which Annette did, grew up in that business, is just phenomenal. I mean, everything green was gone except for about two palm trees because they were under 4 feet of water. Mm-hmm. And now it looks like a lush tropical garden. It's just like the one up in Miami they call Fairchild Tropical Gardens. That's what it looks like. It's beautiful.
Yeah, and you would never know that a big storm wiped the place out practically for a year. I mean, it's remarkable what they've done. You know, we hope to come down there and do a little broadcast with Captain Slade. It'd be like one of the first remote broadcasts we ever did of Scuba Radio was right there at his dive shop. So that's what when I bring up all these memories of just driving down US 1 and going, hey, man, that's where we did this. This is where we did that. I was like, oh, my gosh, we got to come back here. Bring the crew down. The Scuba Radio Scuba Squad has to come down here and have their first time experiences. You hear what I'm saying?
Oh, I loved it. The first two shows you did were up in the office and had everything set up right there looking out on the boats and the water. And, I mean, that was, what, 24 or 5 years ago?
Yeah, but just about. Yeah, we're getting ready to launch into our 23rd year, April Fool's Day. Yep. And actually, it might be an anniversary show that we try to set up down there in the Florida Keys. Maybe take a little side trip to the History of Diving Museum. Do some stuff down there and obviously dive with you and do a little creature feature thing. We got to, you know, if you're down in the Keys, you got to dive with Captain Slate and see all his little critters that he has very special relationships with. How many you figure you have these days, Captain Slate?
Well, I can count on about 8 to 10 more eels on our moray site and about 5 nurse sharks. And then we go to the what we call the shark feed, which is really the first dive, too. We go to the another reef, and we have 8 to 12 nurse sharks, sweet as they can be, and one little old lagging moray eel who comes around and begs for a little bit of food, and we give it to her.
Yeah,
but it's just wonderful playing with eels, and it, I mean, it, I get a kick out of it every time I do it, except when they miss every now and then. I get by once a month, I get a nip, but I mean, that's part of the game.
Right. They do a little underwater plastic surgery type of thing on Captain Slade every now and then. It's just part of the trade, you know. He has this relationship with them, and sometimes they miss. That's why you don't let other people handle the stuff. He does this. But it is fun to see, for the most part, you know, how he interacts with these animals. I mean, by the way, what's your favorite? Do you have a favorite critter right now that you're interacting with down there?
The biggest moray eel, which is Bunch's pictures, Fraser post of her, is easily big around as my thigh and about 6 feet or more long. And we named her Leslie. And she is by far the boss animal. If the others are around the bait bucket, she swims up, they get out of the way.
And is Leslie a friend of yours? It is fairly bossy, I'm just assuming.
Yeah, she was one of the first ones on that site.
Okay.
And she has stayed around for years and just a sweetheart.
You named her after a human, didn't you? Is there a Leslie you know that's kind of bossy and drives you a little nutty?
Yeah, she is a friend of mine, a wife, a friend of mine that ran boats for me, Albert. And she was diving with me the day that we found Leslie, and that's how I named her.
Okay, all right. Well, now we know. And you know one of Captain Slate's favorite critters that he features on his creature feature dive that you can do with Captain Slate's Atlantis Dive Center. Captain Slate, always a pleasure, my friend. And hopefully we're going to see you at BTS here at the end of the month and maybe down in your neck of the woods shortly thereafter.
That'll be great, Greg.
Looking forward to it. And that'll do it for this week's edition of The Big Show. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, Captain Slate?
Down where it's wetter.
Safe diving, everyone.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.